This is us about the Blue Jays locker room chat here on FM 103.9 at KNZA with head coach Garrett Michael. Johnny came back with you. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office. And, well, coach, last week, I mean, there's no other way around it. Just a tough one all the way around for your guys. Go on the road to Rock Creek, and you fall 34-20. Just too many mistakes, too many turnovers in that game. Just what do you look back at that Friday night's game? What were your thoughts on it?
Oh, well, the obvious one is you can't turn it over 8 times, and I've never been a part of a football game that our team's turned it over 8 times, but we did, and you got to overcome that, and I thought our guys did a great job of doing that, especially in the first half when you have 6 of them, you know, and their resiliency is just top-notch, and I'm proud to be a part of them. They don't blink, they don't finger point, they don't bash each other. They're not looking down on each other. They just next play mentality. And if you'd have told me we were going to turn it over 8 times, I'd have said we'd have lost by 70 points. And, you know, we just battle back and battle back. And, you know, we hold them to 13 points in the first half. We give up a pick 6. That's why they had 20. You hold a team to 13 points on their offense and turn it over 6 times. You better be resilient. And so I'm proud of our kids. I'm proud of our leadership from our seniors. And most of all, I'm just proud of how we overcame those and had a chance at the end to win the game and should have won the game, but you can't turn it over, obviously.
Yeah, and defensively, you talked about that. Your defense had 4 turnovers themselves, and you mentioned, you know, limit Rock Creek to really 34 points total, but realistically, you could not take 2 of those off the pick 6s. So, realistically, your defense played extremely well. What did you see from the defense there on Friday night? Because, obviously, as you said, you turned over 8 times. You expect to give up probably 70 points, and really they hung in there and played pretty tough.
Well, you know, we changed coverages an awful lot, and we changed them more against Rock Creek than probably we ever have since I've been coaching, or really since I've been here at Sabetha. Our back end secondary guys did a great job of seeing the formation and knowing what coverage we wanted to be in according to the game plan. And great communication, great game plan execution that way too. And I'm just proud of everybody for hanging in there when adversity hits us in the face, it seemed like every other play. And again, holding them inside the 20, they're inside the 20 4 times, and our defense holds them. So yeah, that's kind of like a turnover. I don't count it as that, but I'm really proud of our kids for hanging in there and playing really well defensively.
Now you look at it, your guys are 1-4 on the season, but 3 games here down the stretch that you feel like you match up pretty well with, one of those being Royal Valley coming up on Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup with the Panthers when we come back. This is about the Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside. This is about the Blue Jays Locker Room Chat with head coach Garrett Michael. Johnny came back with you, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office. And, coach, you look ahead to this week now. You get back into the Big 7 League after going on the road and being an on-league game last week. You've got Royal Valley coming up on Friday night. They've gone to the wishbone style with head coach David Boucher, a Smith Center guy. So what do you look at here with Royal Valley this season?
The good thing about our league is when you play our league, you play all kinds of different offenses, and you pretty much get a look at just about every offense there is. And going against Holton gave us a pretty good look, so we've got a game plan for them. We've got a game plan for the Wishbone, and we're just going to tweak a few things here and there, and we just need to play our game. We need to protect the football, number one, and we need to continue playing our defense the way we play, and continue playing our offense the way we play. I've been pleased with our offense as well. Just playing consistent. We can run the ball. We're starting to be able to throw the ball when we need to or when we want to, and that makes us you know, a little more dangerous. Our special teams has been consistent the whole year, so I don't talk about our record. I don't talk about winning games. I talk about getting better every week. And I feel our coaching staff has felt like we have. And so I just want to continue doing that and be playing our best football at the end of the year. And then, you know, you get a chance to go in the playoffs and anything can happen.
Yeah, you've talked about your guys getting better throughout the season. I mean, you just look down the line, you can obviously see that they are getting better. Do you look at that as far as just, I know that that's something you're big on each and every week, just continuing to improve, but is that something, do you feel like that your guys are so close right there to being able to put it all together and figure it out?
Yeah, they know how close they are. They understand how close they are. And we understand as a coaching staff how close we are, and that's how I view success. I view success as getting better and every game, every practice, and if you do that, you're successful. That's life. You're not going to win every game. You're not going to lose every game in life. But to be resilient, to work as a team, to not finger point, to not bash each other, to continue to work together, that's what's special about this team right now. And I just want us to continue what we've talked about from the summer. And I don't want to talk about anything else. And these seniors have done a great job of leading, and I hope our underclassmen are following their lead.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck against Royal Valley on Friday night. I want to thank you for all the time you've taken out so far this season. But, hey, good luck against Royal Valley. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office on FM 103.9 KNZA.